Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, today's the day. The big game. I suppose unless you're a fan of either the Chiefs or the 49ers, the game probably doesn't mean as much as it could have. Sure, you may watch the game. You may even root for one of the two teams. But oh, how much better it would have been if only. Well, there's a saying on days like today, there's always next year. And it got me wondering, how many times did Simeon, and for that matter Anna, say the same thing? As we know from Luke's gospel, the Holy Spirit had promised Simeon that he would not die until he would see the long-awaited Messiah. Now, Luke doesn't tell us how long ago that promise had been made to Simeon, but yet we are sort of led to believe that enough time had passed, that probably even a good amount of years had gone by. But through it all, as Luke pointed out, Simeon remained devout. I can picture Simeon making his way to the temple again, looking at the babies as each one was presented by their parents, wondering if this might be the one. And then one day it happened. God would fulfill his promise. Mary and Joseph brought their newborn son Jesus for the appointed ceremonies of purification and presentation. And Simeon knew this is the one. All that waiting was worth it as he stepped in. He took Jesus into his arms and blessed God by singing out, well, what we know as the song of Simeon. Now, maybe you're like me that whenever you hear or read the story of Simeon, it's not hard to be happy for him. And for that matter, Anna too. Here are two people who dedicated their lives to the Lord. And for their faithfulness, they were able to see with their own eyes the one who had come to save. And I'm sure it was something that those two remembered the rest of their lives. But while the waiting was over for Simeon and Anna, well, for Mary and Joseph, the waiting game had just begun. Keep in mind that it had been only 40 days since Jesus was born. And everything leading up to that first Christmas still had to be fresh in their minds. The visit from the angel Gabriel, Mary becoming pregnant through the Holy Spirit, the trip from Galilee to Bethlehem because of the census, Mary having to give birth to her son in a manger, the shepherds visiting them on that first Christmas night. You know, if someone was really smart, they would make a movie about this. I bet you any money they can make some money off of it. But now, a mere 40 days later, they hear this prophecy, this warning. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. Mary, a sword will pierce through your own soul too, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. It's not exactly the words you expect to hear about your child who's just a little over a month old. However, Luke doesn't record the reaction of Mary or Joseph to this news, but it wouldn't be too hard to speculate their thoughts as they made their way back home that day. What did Simeon mean that the lives of many in Israel would rise or fall on their child? What's this talk about a sword that's going to pierce through Mary's own heart? All questions that would be answered in their allotted time. But for the meantime, the waiting game begins. We all know what it's like to have to wait, too. Our teenager tells us he'll be home by 10 o'clock. Midnight comes, and you're still waiting. Your good friends tell you that they're going to pick you up for dinner around 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock comes and goes, and you're still waiting. Many times in our lives, we are put into positions that require us to wait. And for many people, having to wait brings with it anxiety. Take, for example, having to go to the doctor's office and sitting there and having to wait for the doctor to go over your lab results. We try to think positive thoughts, but our mind is filled with just the opposite. What if the results come back negative? What if the results come back positive? Just like a pack of wolves, those negative thoughts surround us. We try to relax, but we just feel too tense and too tight. And like Mary and Joseph, all we want is to have an answer. But instead, we must wait and wait and wait. And for Mary and Joseph, that's all they could do too. Luke writes at the end of our text that Jesus grew and became strong and was filled with wisdom. I'm sure as the days and then months and then even those years went by, those words from Simeon probably lost some of its sting. After all, time is supposed to heal all wounds. But someday those words from Simeon would indeed come true, because that was God's plan all along. Already in the Garden of Eden, God promised to send a Savior that would come from the seed of a woman. And so the people waited. And then, as Paul wrote to the Galatians, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law. Now you would think, for all of those who had waited for the Messiah to come, they would be happy just as Simeon and Anna were. But as Simeon had foretold, there would be those who would oppose Jesus. But nevertheless, nothing would stop him from accomplishing what his Father sent him to do, to become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the world. The sinless servant would take upon himself the sins of all. He would receive the piercing, crushing, the chastisement that we deserved. But yet through it all, he remained obedient to his Father, all the way to the cross, where he made the ultimate payment for your sin. And as Mary watched her son hang on that cross, oh yes, those words from Simeon, they all came back. But the wait to see her son again would be short-lived. For as Jesus had promised, just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. As we look through the Bible, there's a lot of waiting, isn't there? People waiting for God to fulfill one of his promises. Yet in God's own way, and yes, in God's own time, he fulfills every single one of them. Jesus said that he would come back again to judge the living and the dead. And that's what we're all waiting for. When will it happen? Will it be next year? Could it still be this year? Will the Packers win a Super Bowl before Jesus comes again? Only God knows that. But should the Lord call you home before that, it doesn't matter. For like Simeon, who waited faithfully all those years, we too will proclaim, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. Amen.